Chapter 50, At the Cross, Part C, Mark 15, 33-39, NKJV. Now when the sixth hour had come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which is translated, my God, why have you forsaken me? Some of those who stood by, when they heard that, said, look, he's calling for Elijah. Then someone ran and filled a sponge full of sour wine, put it on a reed, and offered it him to drink, saying, let him alone, let us see if Elijah will come to take him down. And Jesus cried out with a loud voice, and breathed his last. Then the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. So when the centurion, who stood opposite him, saw that he cried out like this and breathed his last, he said, truly this man was the Son of God.
There was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. After 3 hours on the cross, from 9 a.m. until 12 noon, Jesus now suffers his last 3 hours in darkness from the brightness of midday until 3 p.m, the Jewish ninth hour. That darkness veils from human view Christ's worst suffering, separation and punishment from his Father God, as he bears our sins and judgment. His Aramaic cry, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, means, my God, why have you forsaken me? Just why is the incarnate God the Son now forsaken by his Father? The Bible answers, Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. One hymn says, because the sinless Saviour died, my sinful soul is counted free, for God the just is satisfied to look on him and pardon me. Jesus, the eternal Son, is uniquely and once only separated from God the Father, so he can save us now and eternally from our sin and from God's wrath on it. The use of Eloi, Eloi causes some to think wrongly that Jesus calls for Elijah. They misunderstand the meaning of Christ's death. Many still misunderstand the cross today. Some think Jesus died only as an example to follow. Others consider him just a brave martyr or an unhappy accident of history as a victim of man's cruelty. Often his physical sufferings are overemphasized with too much focus on his flogging and injuries. But the reason the spotless Saviour died was to bear our sins and take the wrath of God's judgment for them in his body on the cross. By raising him from the dead, God the Father demonstrated his acceptance of Christ's sacrifice for lost and condemned sinners. He will pardon any who will come to him on that basis. The four Gospels together contain Jesus' words from the cross. Luke reports that before breathing his last, Jesus cries with a loud voice the words, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Jesus will not die until he has fully paid the punishment for our sins. He then surrenders to death. Remember, Jesus said, no one takes my life from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. He now lays it down to take it again soon through his resurrection. God now tears the temple veil from top to bottom, opening the way into the most holy place through the death of his Son. The way is now open for any repentant sinner to come to him. In the darkness, the duty Roman centurion is enlightened by God. He says, truly, this man was the Son of God. And as Luke records, he also says, certainly this was a righteous man. He's right in both statements. Jesus is our Emmanuel, or God with us, dying as a totally righteous and completely spotless sacrifice for sinners, even for Roman centurions, even for you, and even for me. Do you know him as your perfect Saviour God?